Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
Richard Roper joins us every Thursday at this time. Good morning, Richard. I am highly amused by your recent post on RogerEbert.com. I can't believe High Fidelity is 25 years old now.
25-year anniversary of High Fidelity, so I wrote this print tribute, if you will, at RogerEbert.com. And, you know, one of the things I love about it, Bob, is that High Fidelity is maybe the last great Chicago movie set just before the smartphone, social media, TikTok era, 25 years ago. So, and John Cusack plays Rob Gordon. He's the record store owner, right? And he goes through the top five breakups in his life, and he kind of addresses the camera throughout. But it's very cool because it's still a movie where there are answering machine messages.
It's prehistoric.
He goes to a phone booth in the rain to call his ex. He looks up a number in the phone book. She's listed. So, you know, it really is a time capsule.
A lot's happened.
And
when you think about it, yeah, 25 years, not that many years, but wow, what a difference.
Yeah,
huh?
And it's such a Chicago movie. They filmed it entirely here, which is kind of interesting because it was based on a British novel, but they moved the setting to Chicago. And you see so many things that are still around. You know, he goes to the Music Box Theater, and they're at the Green Mill, which has been the site of so many different movies. But then, you know, there are other references to places that are no longer around in Chicago. You're like, oh yeah, we missed that. I remember that.
Here's a little bit of that trailer.
Yeah.
Double Door reference. And that's Natasha Gregson-Wagner, who plays a music critic for The Reader, which was a full-time job.
Interesting.
In 2000. And I also love the fact that trailers back then, they still had that narrator guy in a yeah. world, you know. They don't do that anymore.
Who did all the movies.
Yeah, Rob Gordon. Yeah. He's looking, sometimes when you're looking for love, it's right next to you all along.
High Fidelity reminds me, every year we hear about vinyl sales going up a little bit. Still a small fraction of the market, but it's not the old fogies buying the records, the vinyl. The kids are into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's a group called Vinyl Collective, which is founded by like a 22-year-old. And you mentioned that it's interesting because my crack staff, as you know, looked this up. They used to work for Marv Albert back in the day.
Yeah, I remember them.
In 2024, U.S. vinyl revenues hit $1.4 billion in the United States, and that's the highest level since 1984. The kids, if you will, are really, I think, embracing physical media. That mm-hmm. also includes, they're really into like the Blu-ray and the 4K DVDs because the quality is so good. And of course, as you know, the great thing about the vinyl is, man, you'd get those liner notes and you'd get all the information about where the record was made and dedications, and you'd open it up. And there's something still very cool about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the tactile yes. Sensations and the artwork.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Absolutely.
Talking about High Fidelity being 25, Rocky Horror Picture Show, 50.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's that time of year now. I see here at WGN, you guys got the pumpkins up and the orange and everything. It's
yeah,
a
we
season.
Decorate here.
Well, we know
do.
Halloween is now a season. Everybody knows that. But what I find fascinating, too, is all these pop-up haunted houses, and the Tribune did their listing of the top 12, and that's a relatively new thing, about the last maybe 20 years or so, where you get these very, so I love this one. I think this is for you, Bob. The Hell's Gate Haunted House in Lockport. You take a shuttle bus into the Hell's Gate grounds, and then it says there's multiple floors and a slide and all these scares, and for $160, they will mark your friend or family member as a personal target. For the entire tour.
$150. We used to take the kids to some forest preserve haunted house walk or something.
It's very sophisticated, and I think there are two kinds of people in the world. Those who really love to get scared. They want to go on the biggest roller coasters. And they sign up to get the bejesus frightened out of them. I love these. There's the Dungeon of Doom in Zion, the Basement of the Dead in Aurora, one of my favorites, the Midnight Terror Haunted House in Oak Lawn, and maybe my favorite is the Old Joliet Haunted Prison, which is actually inside the Old Joliet Correctional Center. I mean, how scary is that?
Are there more of these than there used to be, or are we just hearing more about
them? Thousands of them across the country, and they become much more sophisticated when you see the videos or you talk to people who go to these now, because you have actors and you have makeup and special effects and... You know, for me, I don't know if I really want to sign up to get scared. It's scary enough every morning when we wake up in this world.
And don't the pop-up Halloween stores open up now on Labor Day?
Well, yeah, and of course, you know, the running joke is when something is out of business, the Spirit Halloween goes up. I saw people putting that on Yankee Stadium after the game yesterday. Time for Spirit Halloween.
Before we let you go today, we should mention Ron Dean. Now, people may not know his name, but you see his face, and you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, Ron Dean, we just got the news yesterday that he had passed away on October 5th, and you might not know him. He's a great Chicago original. He told Joel to get off the babysitter in Risky Business. He was on the Bullhorn. He was the dad that told Emilio Estevez he's going to blow his scholarship ride in the Breakfast Club. He questioned Dr. Richard Kimball in The Fugitive. He was a police detective in The Dark Knight. So he was almost always playing cops, sometimes corrupt, sometimes noble. He was assistant coach in Rudy, though, too. So he had a wide range, very Chicago character, and a great man and a lovely person, and passed away at the age of 87.
From Chicago?
Yes, grew up in Chicago, and actually came out of a hard scrabble background. A lot of people thought he was one of those types that was a Chicago cop and then, you know, got into it. And it was actually kind of came from the other side of the world, but through acting, he rehabilitated himself and became this really terrific character actor. Andrew Davis, who directed The Fugitive, put him in a bunch of his movies and really became kind of a beloved figure. You'd see him in the Chicago Med and Firestarter. Up until a few years ago, he was still acting.
You would recognize him instantly.
Yes, absolutely.
Ron Dean, passing away at 87. You know him from Risky Business, The Breakfast Club, and more. Richard Roper, thank you. Talk to you again next Thursday.
Thank you.
Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design, development, and digital marketing agency.